This is TWiT.
So several things I'm wondering about how this works on the ground. So, for example, we talked a little bit with Paul about this, but maybe you could expand on it. What are people using? I mean, you're talking about the poor, and that they're not using an iPhone 13. Okay, they don't have that. No. They're using something more simple than that. But it also occurs to me that they're sharing phones. They may be sharing phones as well. So I think there are sort of two questions there. One is what gear are they using? If especially they don't have banks, right? You know, so you know the unbanked are using some kind of tech to move cash, to obtain cash, to transfer cash. But at the same time, I would think, especially if phones are shared, there may be a risk there as well. So I'm wondering what you do around risk mitigation at the ground level.
Yeah. So the basic innovation that happened, and Paula has mentioned it, and you guys talked about it last time, is the concept of mobile money that was the innovation that is now 12 years old, I think, that happened in Kenya and a company called M-Pesa that essentially provided a way for people to send and receive money as easily as they send and receive text messages based on simple, you know, bar mobile phones, mobile phones that just have text and call capability, but they have demonstrated that these phones are actually adequate instruments to do so. And so, yes, there is no need to have sophisticated smartphones for this. Simple mobile phones do the job, and it's important because smartphone penetration is very, very far from being pervasive for the poorest, while depending on the countries and regions, but the coverage and the ownership of mobile phones varies between 70 and 90%. These are simple mobile phones. So everything that we do and everything that the Moja Loop software does needs to be accessible from very simple mobile phones. That's one of the key rules of the game of this. So that's kind of point number one. Point number two that you mentioned is the changing of the phones, and you know, so that's tricky. And as we talk about money, we need to talk about regulations, and everything that we do, of course, must obey country and regional regulations of the, you know, the countries where we help. And so more and more, the regulations push for the payments to be fully attributed to people. And that means that sharing is discouraged. That actually trend has shown, and I mentioned this at the beginning, that there is a big gap, for example, in ownership of mobile phones between women and men in these disadvantaged populations. So when all of this to say, Doug, that when we help, we need to make sure that whatever is designed in ultimately based on Moja Loop is designed for women, because if you design in general, we observe that it will be designed for men. So you have to actually specifically design for women because there is a huge gender gap. And hence, it's important to keep in mind the needs and the use cases that are relevant specifically to women, because that will allow eventually women to use their own phones, while today they may have to actually share and use the phone of her husband for the needs that she has, and that may be more or less difficult. And so what we need to do, besides the technology angle is to make sure that what is being designed by the country stakeholders with our help is aimed at reducing the gender gap, in making sure that it is essentially about financial inclusion, so including everyone in the economy, and that everyone will benefit from this. And, you know, that all of these efforts actually indeed ultimately serves the poorest population.